Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I had had too many brushes with that kind of marketed Christianity or performative Christianity, just call that, is just mere performance, just pure performance, just sheer act, that I just had such an awful taste in my mouth. And one experience I'll share very briefly, I was on an early morning flight to go to a conference to speak. And in the morning, in the waiting room, getting ready to board this flight, there was an individual who's having a very loud conversation with someone on the other end of the telephone. He was shouting into the phone, and we all, you know, got on board the plane, and this individual came on the plane. He's still shouting, and the flight attendant comes along and says, you know, sir, you have to turn off your cell phone. We're about ready to close the main cabin door. And he just brushes her aside and keeps shouting into the phone, Finally, the main cabin door shuts, and the flight attendant comes back and says, we really got to go. You need to turn off your cell phone. And finally, this man just is irate. He's furious, and he says, he's just shouting into the phone. He says, well, I'm sorry I've ruined your miserable life. Click. And he turns off the phone, and he slams it down on the floor, and, you know, it just sort of breaks into all these pieces. The battery goes flying, and the battery compartment goes flying. And we're all sort of dumbfounded and shocked by this extreme incident on the plane, but he quiets down. Then we have a non-incidental flight. I don't think another thing of it. You know, I just assume it was a guy having a fight with his partner, his significant other, his wife, on the phone, just another marital dispute, right? And I get to the conference that I'm speaking at that next day, or later that same day, and I go into the main auditorium to sit down and listen to the speaker who's ahead of me, and the speaker is introduced, and it's the guy from the plane. It's the guy who was shouting in his cell phone, cussing out his wife, and chewing out a flight attendant. I mean, and he's a well-known comedian, and he gets up and he does his song and dance up on stage, and it's like nothing ever happened. It was the disconnect between what was going on personally and most of the rest of his life and what he was doing up on stage that was so disorienting for me, and that really showed me, gosh, I think it brought it into crystal clarity that it's very easy for us to put on a performance and an act, even within the Christian sort of the Christian world, the Christian bubble, the Christian carnival, whatever you want to call it. And it's very, very difficult for us to allow the reality of what's going on in our lives, of what's actually happening in our days, of what's happening moment to moment, day to day, week to week, to come into consciousness, because we I think, anesthetize ourselves with our pace of life. We go from the next thing to the next thing to the next thing, in part so we don't have to stop and actually listen to what's going on inside of us. I mean, I think you asked, Susie, if there were moments that were terrifying and frightening. There were, along the path of this year, plunging into it. I felt like I absolutely had to do it because I was going crazy. But along the way, there were moments of profound clarity. And frankly, I think when we stop, when we acknowledge what's going on, when we actually see, when we actually listen, when we actually acknowledge what is happening inside of us, in our world, some of the doubts and the questions we may have, some of the deep hopes and joys that we might have, it's precisely what I think the spiritual practices within the Christian tradition help us to awaken.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.